April 19th, 2023. Halfcast 433, episode 433. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Washington inmate on the loose after impersonating cellmate set for release. You had one job. Last month, we had the two Virginia inmates that tunneled their way out of the jail, walked out, and went to IHOP. That was a cartoon-level failure. I didn't think there would be anything could beat that. I stand corrected. At least those guys had to work for it. An inmate in Washington State is on the loose Wednesday after he was mistakenly released from jail by impersonating his cellmate who was set to be released, authorities said. Oh, make no mistake about it. This was a huge blunder because it's not like you can call someone's name, they grab their stuff, and they just walk out of the door. Just like there's a process for coming in, there's a process for going out. He passed through multiple layers of security, so there were multiple chances for them to catch this. Brian Roman, 26, and his two cellmates were asleep in their shared cell when a corrections officer called for the inmate who was supposed to be released on Monday, the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office said. When the officer called the name of the other inmate, Roman identified himself as that person. The I am him moment when preparation meets opportunity, and went with the officer to be processed out of custody. Jail staff noted that Roman and the other inmate shared similar physical features, officials said. What are you implying, that all inmates look alike? Gotcha. Clearly they're trying to cover their butts because that inmate was the only one in the building that bought his A game that day. Roman received property belonging to the other inmate and signed paperwork by forging that inmate's name as he was being released, according to the sheriff's office. Among the property Roman was said to have received were the inmate's clothing, keys and wallet, which contained identification and a debit card. By default, you might as well let him go now. As we speak, he's working in a Seattle Starbucks, putting a little leaf patterns in people's coffee. Correction staff, you hear that, staff? So I don't want to hear them trying to throw one person under the bus. This was a team blunder. Did not realize the wrong inmate had been released until the victim inmate contacted them to inquire about when he was to be released. The sheriff's office said, wait, you're still here? You left 5 hours ago. You told me to say goodbye to you for you when you left. Police have since been searching for Roman, who authorities say was last seen wearing a blue hooded sweatshirt, a black shirt, gray sweatpants, and brown slippers. The Cowlitz County Prosecutor's Office issued a warrant for Roman's arrest on charges of second-degree escape, first-degree criminal impersonation, forgery, and two counts of theft in the second and third degree. You know what? I don't think they like having that chink in their armor exposed like that. They're going to try to smoke this guy. Next up, a California woman invited a man out on a late-night lobster fishing trip. Sounds romantic, right? Then he drowned after he was shot and dumped in the ocean. That's how Fredo went out. I'm not going out like Fredo. The simple question is to save your life. I don't know anything about lobster. Why you want me to come lobster fishing with you in the middle of the night? A Southern California woman, SoCal, who led a man on a deadly fishing trip in the Pacific Ocean will spend nearly 22 years in prison for her actions. Sheila Ritzy, 43, was sentenced Tuesday for second-degree murder in the killing of James Dow in October 2019. Orange County court documents say Ritzy drove a boat with Dow aboard on a late-night lobster fishing trip from Dana Point. Me, personally, I'm not getting on those small boats, and the further I would have got away from land, the more and more I would have started thinking that I don't want what I thought I came for. Hoang Zawan Lei also was on board. Yeah, that's not weird at all. An unexpected third party based on evidence presented at Ritzy's trial. Last year, Dow owed Lei at least $30,000. She set him up. The Orange County Register indicated it was money from drug trafficking. Federal prosecutors say once the fishing boat was away from the coast, Lay shot Dow in the back. Dow landed in the ocean while Ritze and Lay went back to shore. If I owe the plug $30,000 and I do not have the plug's money, I'm not taking any random invites to anywhere. Netflix and chill can turn into Netflix and kill. You're not going to invite me to Chuck E. Cheese so a hitman dressed up as the mouse can strangle me with piano wire, and fishing is the most obvious one. Dow's body was found the next day a few miles down the Pacific coast. His death was ruled a drowning. They probably thought they killed him initially and dumped his body overboard, but he was still alive. He just didn't have enough strength to swim to shore. Lay reportedly bragged to people about the killing. Why? But federal informants heard some of what he said. If he's that heavy in the game, why was he talking to anybody? Learn to keep your own counsel. Ritze was secretly recorded during the investigation, talking about a hit list of potential victims. The recording was part of the evidence presented at her trial. I'm going to take them out on my boat. They go on the boat, but they are not going to come back. Ritze said, why are they confiding in complete and total strangers? Like, this is something to talk about. She indicated other people would do the killing. That's right. Paint the picture. So I get that he had to use the woman as bait to get this guy to come along on the boat, because if he would have asked him personally, he knows he owes him money. There's no way he would have agreed to come along on this boat trip, but she's no help either. Her lips is just as loose as his, if not worse. Prosecutors say Ritze eventually lied to federal investigators about what happened to Dow. What did she tell him? That he accidentally slipped and fell in the water, then a shark shot him in the back? KTTV reports Lay was convicted of first-degree murder in December 2021. He awaits sentencing in July and is likely to receive life in prison. The murder trial was held in federal court because the crime occurred offshore. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.